I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's not good form to spy on your friends, is it? And that's why the U.S. government is having to explain why it did just that, in the wake of the latest revelations that the NSA was monitoring the calls of 35 world leaders. At least one leader, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, is angry and demanded an explanation. According to the revelations, the phone numbers of the foreign heads of state in question came from the Rolodexes of top U.S. officials. Now, I know Rolodex is just a synonym for contact book these days, but still, does this even sound plausible? Seems like a thing of the past, but apparently spying still works that way, and it's not like this was a complete secret in Europe either. James Bamford is the author of Body of Secrets, Anatomy of the Ultra-Secret National Security Agency. He says the NSA actually has agreements with telecom agencies around the world, allowing them access.
That's how the NSA gets so much information.
Millions of calls. But Bamford says it seems they didn't yield the intel that the NSA was hoping for.
I think one of the problems is that the NSA, after 9/11, was given enormous amounts of money and enormous amounts of increase in personnel and technical capabilities. And so they're just using those capabilities, and they're drowning in too much information. I think that's really the key problem, is the fact that they keep building this haystack of data, haystack of intercepted communications, higher and higher, making it more and more difficult to find the actual needle that they're looking for in the haystack, which is why the NSA and U.S. intelligence keeps missing all the terrorist incidents when they happen, from the Boston bombing to the underwear bomber to the Times Square bomber to 9/11 and attack on the coal, attack on the U.S. embassies in East Africa, on and on. The NSA collects enormous amounts of information, but it seems to be missing the key information that it needs.
Well, as you say, they're drowning in it, but do you think the NSA anticipated the diplomatic blowback we're seeing now from, you know, foreign leaders getting spied upon?
No, I don't think they anticipated that at all. I think that they suspected that that information would forever stay secret. They never anticipated there would be a major leak like happened with Edward Snowden. So, no, this is a huge surprise. And the problem now is that the amount of intelligence they were collecting was minimal, and now the political damage is maximum.
And yet a number of critics are saying this happens all the time. Leaders like Angela Merkel of Germany are being disingenuous by saying she's shocked, simply shocked by this. Is this a situation of, yeah, it's been going on forever, don't be so surprised?
Well, countries always spy on each other. I mean, there's no question about that. The difference is that the U.S. has the equivalent of an eavesdropping nuclear weapon, pretty much, in terms of the capabilities that the U.S. has, while the other countries have the equivalent of an eavesdropping howitzer.
You're in Germany, James. What's been the German reaction to all of this?
It's been very outraged, starting from the very top, from the Prime Minister on down. The Merkel government is outraged that the NSA was doing this, and I think that and has demanded a explanation, if not an apology, from the United States, and the United States has responded in a very curious way. The Obama administration put out a statement saying that they are not now spying on her or will not spy in the future on her, but they said nothing about the past tense. So it's pretty clear that that's a confirmation that the NSA was doing this and that the decision is to stop doing it in the future.
Does it feel like a tempest in a teapot in Berlin right now, or do you think the Germans aren't going to let this one go unless they get some satisfaction from the U.S.?
No, I think this is the straw that broke the camel's back in terms of their reaction. I think they've been sort of low-key about it up until now, and I think now it's become much more serious. When you have the leader of one country demanding explanations from the leader of a friendly ally, that's when it becomes quite serious.
Well, James Bamford, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Marco.